Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Shir tonight. The topic is using a peeler on Shabbos, apples, carrots, and the difference between them. So the topic is pretty self-evident, and this Shir is going to be extraordinarily halach l'maisa. What we're going to talk about is peeling fruits or vegetables on Shabbos, and we're going to talk about two or three aspects of peeling fruit. Number one, are you allowed to peel fruit? Does it make a difference what kind of fruit? Are you allowed to use a peeler, or do you have to use a knife? Does it matter what kind of fruit? And if you are going to be permitted to peel fruit, or vegetables, or eggs, or chicken, the skin of chicken, does it matter when you do it? Does it have to be adjacent to your meal, or can it be any time during the day of Shabbos? That's the topic that I'm going to talk about this evening. And those are the questions that we hope to answer as we proceed through this evening's shir. Hi, Avi, how are you? Welcome. So I want to thank Steve Alter for sponsoring the shir, Lili Nishmas, his father, Eliyahu ben Yoel, who's nifted 12 years ago, and whose yahrzeit was just finished a few minutes ago, ended this evening. It was yesterday's yahrzeit, so we thank Steve for sponsoring, and we dedicate our learning, Lili Nishmas, Rabbi Eliyahu ben Rabbi Yoel, for the Talmud Torah that we're all involved in, the Talmud Torah Ditzibur. Thank you. Okay, so let's start off with something that we all know, and I know Yaki heard a word about this afternoon. We know that you could crack nuts on Shabbos. Everyone agrees, everybody remembers when they were little, they had a nutcracker and they cracked their walnuts, their filberts, their almonds with a nutcracker on Shabbos. That's mutter, and that's what the Mishnah says. Let me share it with you right now on your screens. There we go. I just shared you the screen. And I just have to adjust my screens again. Okay, so the Mishnah in Shabbos Kuf Chav Beis teaches Notel Adam Kurnas. It's talking about Hilchas Muktzah. And it's talking about a huge sledgehammer. And sledgehammers are Muktzah, right? Well, the Mishnah wants to teach us a halach about the halachas of Muktzah. And wants to teach us that a Muktzah item, even if it's uses a sledgehammer to break down houses, if you want to use it to crack nuts, it's permitted. No till Adam Kurnas, you could take a Kurnas, a sledgehammer, lefatseya, to explode or to break esha gozim, the nuts. So you could crack the nuts. Well, this is a halacha that's written in the Mishnah regarding the halachas of Muktzah. But I want to extract from it something that's unrelated to Muktzah and talk about a different point. You see that you're allowed to take the peel. Well, in this case, it's not a peel, it's a shell. You could take the shell off a nut on Shabbos. Why is that important? It's important because we seem to have a Yerushalmi that tells us the exact opposite. If you look at the second source, the Beis Yosef, in the Halachas, right around the area of Borer, and we'll talk about Borer in a minute, quotes Yerushalmi. First, I'll tell you what he says in blue, because we're not really going to focus on that. I just wanted to give you the context. In blue, the Yerushalmi says that if somebody is shachik tuma, which means you chop garlic, right? You grind up garlic. So when you crush it, you're chayev misham dash. That's a violation of one of the 39 malachas of threshing. That's not what we want to talk about tonight. Tonight we want to talk about the next point that I underlined. Kan mevacher biklipaisa, when you take them from their peel. Now everyone knows if you have a clove of garlic that's made up of about eight, you have a head of garlic with about seven little cloves all clustered together, maybe 10 cloves clustered together, and you take out one of those cloves, and then if you want to access the garlic inside, you have to sort of peel that white peel off the sides of the garlic kernel. If you peel that klipa, that peel off the garlic, says the Yerushalmi, Chayav Mishum Borer, Chayav, which is a very strong word, right? Chayav Mishum Borer, you are Chayav Skila, or Kares, or Achates, if it was by mistake, if you peeled off that garlic on Shabbos. So now, on one hand, we saw in the previous mission, you are allowed to take off the shell of a nut. Here we see that if you take the peel off a garlic, you're Chayav. It's an extreme. It's going from Mutil Chatchila to Asur Midoraisa. It's not even the Nisidra Abundant in the middle. It's really black and white. let's jump, before we see how to deal with that, let's jump to the Gemara in Beitza. The Gemara in Beitza talks about peeling barley. Now, I don't really know how you peel barley. I know when we buy barley for the chalent, the bag says pearled barley. I don't know what pearled means. It means peeled, and they just can't pronounce the peeled, so they write pearled. I don't really know what peeling barley is. But some hamekalif seorin, if you peel barley, maybe it's talking about peeling the husk when you have a whole barley plant, a barley shoot with the kernels on top, and I don't really know how barley grows. Maybe it looks like wheat, and you have to peel off the husk off of the kernel. That might be what it's referring to. Mekalif achas v'achas. This is not talking about Shabbos. This is not talking about the halachas of Yom Tov. This is talking about, do you have to give meiser on what you're eating? So it says if you're peeling barley, you could peel one at a time and eat them. That's not chayv and meiser yet. If you eat them one at a time, it's not enough to obligate them in meiser. However, if you peel a bunch and gather them in the palm of your hand, if you don't just take one, eat it. Take one, peel it, eat it. Take one, peel it, eat it. Take one, peel it, eat it. If you peel a whole bunch of them and put them into your hand, then you're chayev. But that's talking about chayev and meiser, as Rashi says, because that's considered whatever process is necessary to make it chayev and meiser. What I care about is the next two words. Says the Rebbe Lazar, v'chein l'shabbos, just like peeling and gathering them together into your hands is aser for meiser purposes, so too for Shabbos, it's going to be aser to gather a bunch, to peel a bunch of pearl, of barley pieces. Look what Rashi says. So too by Shabbos, achas achas, lo havei mefarik, told the Dadash. Because it's kila achayadu. If you peel one barley at a time and eat it, that's not going to violate any problem at all. Avami shekabtza biyado, when you gather them in your hand, then it's a tolda of disha, that's like borer, and you're chayev. So this Gemara says if you peel one barley, that's fine, but if you peel a bunch of barleys, it's a problem. So we're getting even more confused as we go. Let's go back up. We started with welcome to Mr. Davies and Avram Meir and to somebody from 718, but and Avi. We're getting more and more confused. The Gemara in Shabbos says you can peel a nut, you can take the shell off a nut. The Yerushalmi said that if you peel a garlic, you're chayev, you can't. And then here we have, in terms of peeling barley, if you do one at a time, it's okay. If you do a bunch, then you're chayev. So is it mutter? Is it aser? Are you chayev? Does it depend? Is it one or a lot? So this is what we're going to have to begin, open our shiur with, to see is there a prohibition? What is the prohibition of peeling in general? I love your svara. If you're just trying to access that which is inside, you're suggesting that that's okay. If it's already accessible, you just want to get rid of the garbage that's on it, that would be problematic. It's a beautiful svara. I don't know if we're going to see the Rishonim make that distinction, but the concept, your concept is eminently logical. I like your thinking. I'm not saying you're right, but I like your thinking. Okay, so look at what the Yeah, we're going to get there. Yeah. Okay, great. I mean, we'll talk about peeling orange at the very, I'll speed you down. You can look at the screen over there. Peeling oranges, three rules. We're going to get to peeling oranges, but yeah. We're going to talk about that too. Excellent. You're saying that maybe the nut, some reason the nutshell is not edible. Maybe when you peel the garlic shell, the garlic peel, maybe that is edible. I mean, we don't really eat garlic peels. Yes, the poskim are going to make your distinction, and we will talk about that in about 10 minutes or so. Yes, that's going to be a main point that we'll get to shortly. Nice to see the chazan. Okay, so we have this contradiction in Chazal, whether you're allowed to peel fruit, allowed to peel vegetables or not. So let's look at the Beis Yosef, quotes some Rishonim, how they deal with this issue. So the Beis Yosef, of course, before he wrote his Shulchan Aruch, and this is the background to his Shulchan Aruch, quotes the Smag that I have highlighted on your screen by the first bullet point. Even though you're not, he says you're not allowed to, quote, you know, peel garlic, dafilu hachi ein la'asar, but it's not asar to peel shum ubetza ubetzalim lechol la'altar. If you're doing it to eat right away, then there's nothing wrong. If you want to peel garlic, when the Yerushalmi said that if you peel garlic, you're chayav, mamish chayav, that's not if you want to eat it right away. What was the Yerushalmi speaking of when it said that you're chayav if you peel garlic? Dahud Yerushalmi lomari bekolif lechol la'altar ella bekolif lehaniach. If you're peeling garlic now for use, you know, you want to have a storage of peeled garlic for a week from now, for some time later, that's where you're chayav. That's the kind of borer, dosh, whatever it is, that's a long-term, a bigger process, something more meaningful. That's what the Yerushalmi says is chayav. But if you want to eat it immediately, that's going to be mutter. So here we have a distinction. We have the Smag is telling us that we could reconcile contradictory statements in Chazal about peeling based on, is it for right now, then it would be permitted. Or if you're doing it for later, that's already a different type of activity. That's not the eating process. Rather, that's a manufacturing process, and that's what the Yerushalmi prohibits. We have a similar distinction when the Beis Yosef quotes the next sheet, the Rabbeinu Yerucham. He says, it's not so much a difference of is it for right now or for later. Maybe he is saying the same thing. He says that which is usher is when Shemasha usher b'yushami l'hasik klipasa davka kedei l'shachako. If your purpose, you're peeling it so that you can grind it. You want to grind it? Then it's going to be usher. But if you just want to eat it, then it will be mutter. So the distinction is not a distinction, as we said a moment ago, between long-term or for right now, but rather is the purpose to grind it or to eat it right now, which might really be the same point, because when you peel things to grind them, clearly you're not going to do it on Shabbos because you're not allowed to grind on Shabbos. So that might just be saying the same point, that you want to grind it, meaning have it for later, then it's usher, as opposed to if you want to eat it now, that's just considered part of your eating. That's not called processing or borer or dush or manufacturing this food. You're just eating it. That's how you eat it. You peel the outside and eat the inside. You can't. And therefore, that's what he... You could grind with a mortar and a pestle. You're in the medical field. So about grind compounding medicines. Well, you're not allowed to grind vegetables on Shabbos. That we know. Make it a salad dressing, depends, I don't want to get into that now. But if you're grinding things to make your salad dressing, that's going to be a problem, yes. Just to mix the ingredients and you're not going to measure them incredibly carefully, that might be okay. Okay. So what we had is we had three chazals. We had the nuts that are mutter. We had the garlic that's usher. Then we had the case of peeling the barley that's sometimes mutter, sometimes usher. And we have a few suggestions how to distinguish between the mutters and the usher. If you do it for now, it's mutter. If you do it for long term, it's usher. Okay. So what we have, at least at this point, is that if you're going to peel for right now, peeling seems to be okay. If you're going to peel for later, it seems to be a problem. So let's jump straight into the Shulchan Aruch, who's going to make this point. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Chaf Aleph, towards the end of the Siman in Sif Yotes, says Rama, Osir Liklov Shumim Ubitzalim. He's quoting the line from the Beis Yosef that you're not allowed to peel garlic nor onions. That's only if, when is it Osir? Kishikolif Lahaniach, when your goal is to peel it to leave for later. Avalech Ala'altu, but if you want to peel it for right now, it's permitted. So this sort of fits with our general parameters of borer, that if you're doing something for, even though you're not allowed to do borer, but if you do something for, that's miyad, that's for right now, it's permitted. If you do something for later, that's when we have the problem. So there's going to be one problem. There's going to be one problem, and this Yankee heard this earlier. The problem is that normally when we do Borer, there are three requirements. One of them, yes, it has to be for immediate consumption. You can't do Borer now for later. So for example, let's just give one app. Before I ask my question, let me just tell you, what is the Shulchan Aruch saying? The Shulchan Aruch that you have highlighted on your screen that you're not allowed to peel for later means that if you want to have Shalosh Shudas with egg salad, that means you have to peel the eggs. When are you allowed to peel the eggs? You're allowed to peel the eggs samach immediately before you eat them, right before the meal. If let's say you finish lunch at 1:30 and your wife says, I'm going to take a nap and I want to have the egg salad ready when I get up from my nap. I don't want to have to feel like I have to get up and get ready for Shalosh Shudas. Let me get ready now. I'm sorry, sweetheart. You're not allowed to peel eggs now. It's 5 hours before Shalosh Shudas, and it's also liklof. It's also to peel hours before, if it's not immediately before. That's this case that we have, that it's also to peel garlic. And the Rishonim said the difference why the garlic you're not allowed to, other things you are allowed to, is because garlic is for later use. That would be prohibited. And it's only mutter if you do it for right now. So we have a very important application. Halacha l'maisa, you're not allowed to peel your eggs earlier in the day for Shalosh Shudas. Similarly, if you want to make a fruit salad, and peel a vegetable salad, let's say vegetable salad, let's talk about carrots. You want to peel carrots. You like carrots. Some people don't like carrots in their vegetable salad because they're too hard, they're too crunchy. Some people do like it. Let's say you want to peel a carrot. Forget about a peeler. You'll use a knife. You'll scratch off the peel. However you're going to do it, we'll talk about that later. If you want to peel a carrot, after lunch, you have no right to peel a carrot after lunch for your Shalosh Shudas crudite platter or vegetable salad. If you do it right before Shalosh Shudas, okay, then it sounds like you could peel the carrots. Could use a peeler, okay, we'll talk about that a little bit later. Comes the Be'er Halacha, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah, in his commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, and he asks a very simple question. This is a question I was about to ask. We know that when it comes to Borer, there are three parameters that are necessary to make Borer permitted. Number one, it has to be that you're eating it right away and not for later. Okay, we just learned that already. Number two, you can't use a tool, a specified Borer tool, like a sieve, like a colander that separates, even like a slotted spoon. You know, if you take the, if you have a coleslaw, and you want to serve your coleslaw, you can't put a slotted spoon to serve the coleslaw, because that's going to be, the whole point of a slotted spoon is specifically to drain out the water or the sauce that you don't want, so you can have the cabbage that you do want. So you're using a tool to separate between the good and the bad. So you can't use a kli. Fine. You're not using a kli here. You're using your hands to peel. However, there's a third parameter when it comes to borer, and that is that you're only permitted to take Ochel mitoch hapsoles. You're only allowed to take the good from the bad. Wait a second. When you take that shell off the nut, what are you removing? You're not taking the nut from the shell, you're taking the shell off. When you take the garlic, we said, oh, if you peel garlic right now, for eating right now, it's fine. You peel the onion for right now, it's fine. What are you removing? You're removing the psoles. You're removing the garbage to leave for yourself. The ochel, that does not fit with my parameters of borer that's necessary to permit borer. If we're saying that separating the peel from the kernel, from the fruit, from the vegetable that's inside is a problem of borer, and therefore you can't do it earlier, you have to do it immediately when you need it, that's because of the halachas of borer. And also you can't use a specified tool to do borer, maybe like a peeler, for example. That's a specified tool, so maybe you can't use a specified tool. But wait a second, why are you allowed to take off the peel off the garlic, peel off the onion, the outer shell of the wrapper of the onion, that brown flaky stuff off the onion? You're taking the bad from the good. And in order for borer to be permitted, it has to be the good from the bad. This is the question that the Be'er Halacha asks right here. Yesh l'daktik, there is to question. The kamen de kolit bichlal borerhu, since peeling is part of the sugi of borer, when you peel, you're actually being borer, it should be asur even if you do it immediately. Why? Because what happens? Taha, when you peel tapuchim, right? Apples, vishumim, and garlic, ubitzalim, and onions, what are you doing? You're taking the psolas and you're meaning la ochel. And we learned when the halachas of borer, that what? That psolas mitocha ochel is asr, even if you do it for right now. Not only is it asr, it's chayav. It's a daraisa. So I don't understand, asks the Beir Halacha. How can the Shulchan Aruch permit to peel right before your use and say that it's mutar lechatchil to peel the onion, to peel the garlic right before you, to peel the nut right before you're about to eat it? After all, it should be chayav mid, it should be an isra daraisa because it's taking the good, the bad from the good, it's removing the bad from the good. So I see somebody has a comment here. Where'd they go? One second, I can't access it. Okay. For some reason I can't access it, so I'm not gonna comment. Ah, there we go. Yes, okay, so Dr. Corman, you got the answer. Let's see the answer to this. Dr. Corman, you should be very proud of yourself. You got it mamish word for word. Says the Beir Halacha, you know why? You're allowed, according to the Shulchan Aruch, according to the Halacha, to yes peel the egg, right, for immediate consumption, and the garlic for immediate consumption, and the onion for immediate consumption. You know why? The kemen the e efshir beinyan acher, e efshir belavach. There's no other way to get to it. V'derech achiloso b'kach. That's not called psolus misoch mitocha ochel. Normally, when we say you can't do borer, you're not allowed to take the good from the bad. You're not allowed to take the bad from the good. I understand that because you have two things in front of you, and you could take the good from the bad or the bad from the good. So you have to do it in, you know, the good from the bad. But here, how are you going to access the onion? How are you going to take the onion out without removing the peel first? How are you going to get to the inside of the orange, the inside of the egg, without removing the peel first? Clearly, the only way to access the interior of the nut, of the egg, of the orange, of the garlic, of the onion, is by removing the outer layers that lets you access that which is inside. And therefore, it's not called a manufacturing process of borer, it's currently called the derech achila process. So when something is called derech achila, that's not called borer. Borer is a process like a manufacturing process, but if you're doing it just the way it's things are eaten, that's not going to be borer. And therefore, what do we have? We have the following. The halacha is telling us that if you want to peel something, you're right before a meal, you could peel even though you are removing the psoles min ha'ochel, you're removing the peel, that's fine because there's no other way to access the food inside. If there's a way to access that which is inside, it would be prohibited for you to take off the peel. Could you just think of a way? So you say you could pull out the good part of the garlic and leave behind the peel. So if that's the case, then you're right. It would be not only usher, even if it's in the middle of the meal, you're doing it immediately, not only would it be usher to peel off that garlic, outside, flip the peel on the outside, it might even be usher midoraisa and chayav. If a person would peel off the garlic, that might be, they might have to bring a big fat korban chatas if they did it by mistake. Because if a person does, as the Mishnah Berurah asked in his question, that if you, even if it's for right now, immediate consumption, if you're using psolas mitocha ochel, if you're removing the psolas mitocha ochel, that would be chayav, even if it's for immediate consumption. So that's a great, great, great example. If there's a way to access that which is inside, I guess after you cook garlic, you could do that. When you have raw garlic, it doesn't work. But after you cook garlic, maybe you could do that, and you could take the good from the bad. If you would do otherwise, it would be chayev. Yeah, excellent point. Thank you. Okay. Right. But Right, but you're taking the peel off. That's the problem. You're taking the peel from the food. You're taking the peel from the food. That's also. You should have to take the food from the peel. You have to take the olcha from the psolas. And you're doing the opposite when you peel an orange. You're taking the bad away from the good. So that's why it's a problem. I guess you don't want to eat the orange like that. You don't want to eat, you know, some kids like their orange sliced into six or eight. Some kids like their orange in sections. And your kid wants his orange in sections. So you have to peel it. This is the derech achila. You have to peel it. The question is, can you peel it? The answer is really you can't, because you can't access the middle if you're going to eat it like this. But since it's the only way to access, the inside is going to be mutter. Okay, so based on this, we just learned a few halachas. We learned that, I wrote it out for myself, and you're welcome to join me. If you have lettuce, and you have outer leaves and inner leaves, and the outer leaves are dirty, maybe a little bit infested, and you want to access the inner leaves, are you allowed to take off the outer leaves of that lettuce, of that head of lettuce? Well, if it's right before the meal, and the only way to get to the inner leaves, because it's packed tight, is to remove the outer leaves, then it's going to be permitted. However, as I see in my italics, if the head of lettuce is not tight, if it's a loose head of lettuce, and you could simply reach into the inner leaves and take the inner leaves that you want, it should be usher to peel that outer layer of the head of lettuce, because that's like peeling it away. So you should have to take out the good leaves. That's an interesting thing that I don't think anybody realizes when they're handling a head of lettuce. That's number one. Number two, when you're peeling all the different fruits that you can imagine, bananas and oranges and nuts, cracking nuts is okay, as we said, eggs for egg salad, all of it has to be samach le'achila. That means right before during the meal or right before the meal, not later for shalosh shudos or for tomorrow. Let's say your wife is, or you want to prepare something Friday night so it'll be ready for Shabbos lunch. No peeling, neither eggs nor anything else. Okay, that's going to be important to keep in mind. Finally, also, could you peel chicken? Well, the only way to get to the chicken inside is by peeling the chicken skin off. So you are allowed to peel the chicken skin off, because that's how you get to the chicken inside. Okay, so that's the first half of the shiur as an introduction to peeling in general. That we're saying peeling theoretically could be asa d'oraisa, but if you do it immediately before, it's going to be mutter. And the reason why we don't have the problem of ochel mitoch hapsolas is because it's the only way you could access the food inside, period. Now let's go to the second half of the shiur. And here we're going to have some interesting points. Now we're going to talk about different kinds of fruit. Until now we said everything's all the same. Peels are peels are peels. I don't care if it's a nut or a banana or an orange or an apple. Now we're going to start talking about what happens if the peel that you're talking about is edible. So for example, let's say you have an apple, you have a pear, you have a tomato, you have a plum. Now, it's true there are some kids who are picky and don't like their apple peels. I have one daughter who gets all nervous when she feels the fuzziness of a peach and we have to peel her peaches because she doesn't like the fuzziness. Okay, I understand there's some people who don't like the outer layer of fruits, of various fruits. But most people eat the peel of an apple and the peel of a peach and a pear peel and a tomato peel. Most people don't peel their tomatoes or their plums. So it's edible. So now, we just said that you're not allowed to peel fruit if it's well before a meal. And we said just a moment ago, that you're not allowed to use a peeler, certainly, to take off the peel of a fruit. But maybe that's a fruit that's not, the peel's not edible. What if the peel is edible? So are you really separating between good and bad? Well, let's see what the Magen Avraham says about apples. Magen Avraham, just to have historical context, of course, is one of the early Mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch, on Orach Chaim, on the halachas of Shabbos Yantif, of course. He lived in the early 1600s, Rav Avraham Gambiner. So what is Rav Avraham Gambiner? The Magen Avraham said, also, Liklef, when the Shulchan Aruch talks about the fact that you're not allowed to peel onions and the garlic, you know what the Magen Avraham adds? He says you can't do it because of borer. V'im kein, look what he adds. Af tapuchim, also Liklef lahaniach. So too, you're not allowed to peel apples if it's not for immediate consumption. That means the Magen Avraham is equating a garlic peel, an onion peel, which the Shulchan Aruch said is prohibited, unless you're about to eat it, but to do it earlier is going to be prohibited. He says the same should be with an apple peel, which is something that you do eat. And guess what? The Prima Gadim says, I don't understand. Ayin Magen Avraham v'tzarech iyun. I don't understand why the Magen Avraham is being so stringent when it comes to not allowing us to peel apples early in the day. After all, how do apples work? Deklipas tapuchim, rov ha'olam ochlen oso kach blotrach. Most people are very happy to eat an apple with the peel. You hand somebody an apple, they wash the outside, and they take a bite out of it. That's how most people eat an apple. And therefore, asks the Prima Gadim, if you eat the outside, so what is the outside considered? What is the peel considered of an apple? If you eat it, what do you... It's ochel, exactly, it's ochel. So it's just ochel, the peel of an apple is ochel, the inside of the apple is ochel, it's the same ochel. You take a bite, Baruch Atah Hashem, Bari Priya Eitz, you take a bite of it together. They're both ochel, and if they're both ochel, there's no borer to speak of. There's no distinction between them. Hold on 1 second, Jamie. There's no borer, there's no distinction between them, because they're both ochel, and therefore you're not separating between ochel and psolas. In which case we could say, oh, there are rules of borer, you have to do it right before your meal, you can't use a kli, you have to take ochel mitoch hapsoles. No, says the Prima Gadim, we eat apple peels, and therefore an apple and its peel is one fruit, one food, one big bite. You eat it in one bite. And therefore it should be permitted even for shalosh shudos. Even if it's not adjacent, it should not have the parameters of borer, asks the Prima Gadim. You should be permitted to peel an apple whenever you want. And not only that, what do you think should be the halacha about a peeler for an apple? Well, if it's not borer, so, hey, you're not doing borer, so why can't you use a peeler? Could you use a peeler, gentlemen and ladies, could you use a peeler to take an apple that's already peeled. An apple that's completely peeled. Could you take a peeler and just slice strips of apple off your apple? The white part of the apple, the inside of the apple. You just strip and another strip and another strip deeper and deeper and deeper into the flesh of the apple. Should that be a problem of borer? Well, no, you're not separating between A and B. There's no distinctive features between the two of them. Well, the same thing should be true, according to this logic of the Prima Gadim, that if an apple peel is edible, is eaten normally consumed, just like you eat the inside of the apple, you eat the peel of the apple. So there should be no halachas of borer, and just like the Prima Gadim is saying, you should be able to peel it before for later, for shalosh shudos. Presumably, you should also be able, this I'm adding, presumably you should also be able to use a peeler for an apple. Now, when does the halacha of the prohibition to peel apply? Well, maybe by some of these words will be familiar from Rosh Hashanah, or those of you who are good at Yiddish. Uklipe Rubin, what is Rubia on Rosh Hashanah? Black-eyed peas, I think. What's Merin, anybody? Daddy, what's Merin? Merin is carrots, right? Carrots, Merin is carrots. So when it comes to carrots, that's something that people don't typically eat. So by carrots, carrot peels, usually if you have carrots, you usually peel the carrots before you serve them to your guests or put it on a crudite platter or put it into your soup. You put carrots in your soup, you always peel them. That means that, not that you can't eat a carrot peel, but we don't typically eat a carrot peel. And therefore, in our human minds, we consider the carrots to be psoles and the inside of the carrot to be ochel. There, says the Prima Gadim, that I understand. Then Yoshlom Rakach, then I understand it should be also to peel unless it's right before the meal. So carrot peel is like the peel of a garlic, which is like the peel of an onion. You don't eat any of that stuff. That should have the halachas of borer, because there's a good and there's a bad. There's a psolos and an ochel. A peel that's bad, an interior that's tasty and sweet and juicy. There's a difference between them. So then I understand there's the halachas of peeling and there's the halachas of borer, and you should have to do it right before the meal. You can't use a tool. But ask the Prima Gadim, when you're dealing with an apple, you should be able, there's no borer, there's all achila. It's all maichel. There's no all. It's all ochel. There's no psalos. You should be able to peel however you want, whenever you want, with whatever you want, whenever you want, when it comes to an apple. Yes, Jamie. Better yet, I'll tell you better. Not just that it has a bruise on it, but if the apple peel has a lot of pesticide on it, and in your family, there's so much pesticide that you bought a certain brand of apple that is so shiny and so beautiful on the outside, you know that it's just so loaded with pesticides that are a little bit dangerous, and in your neighborhood, they would never eat these peels. They would never eat these peels. They'd all peel it off because there's so much pesticide. It could kill a small elephant. So then the apple peel would be the same as a carrot peel. And would definitely, and a garlic peel and an onion peel that you don't eat, and then you'd only be able to peel the apple immediately before the meal. No, we follow normal people, meaning if you have triplets, one of your triplets doesn't like apple, has to eat the apple peel, you have to peel it for one of the triplets, the other two triplets, they'll eat a whole apple. So we don't care about just because one of them is picky. Like again, my daughter, I have one daughter who doesn't eat peaches because of the fuzz. You have to either give her a nectarine or peel off the fuzz from the peach. She can't eat fuzz. She can't eat a peach. So that's her problem. I'm allowed to peel it on Shabbos because she'd be able to peel it because we follow what normal people would do. Okay, so what? You're asking a really good question. You're asking a really good question, but you're asking a very good question. That by you peeling it, that's demonstrating that in your mind is psoles. I don't think we're going to look at it like that. I don't have a great answer for you. You're asking a very good question, and I do not have an answer for you, and you're asking it in the right way. I don't have an answer for you. But I'm just looking at the Lashon of the Prima Gadim. Look at the Lashon of the Prima Gadim. Klipas tapuchim rov ha'olam ochlen oso kach. He says we follow rov ha'olam. I hear your svara, Chazen, but I don't have an answer for you. Okay, let's look at now this question. What do we have here? We just saw a machlokas, really, Magen Avram in the Prima Gadim. The Magen Avram says you're not allowed to peel the apple, and the Prima Gadim says, of course you could peel an apple. An apple's edible. The peel's edible. There's no problem. So it sounds like we have machlokas, because the Magen Avraham said that you can't peel an apple, unless it's right before a meal, with all the halachas of peeling, you can't use a peeler, of course. But the Prima Gadim is saying, what do you mean? It's an apple peel, and we all eat apple, or most of us eat apple peel, so it's fruit. It's the outside is fruit, the inside is fruit. There should not be any boris. So how do we paskin? So that's what Rav Eider asked Rav Moshe in this tshuva, this very famous tshuva, in Or HaChaim Chelek Daled Siman Ayin Daled, which is a list of about 35 questions on Bishul and another question about 100 shilas that Rav Eider asked Rav Moshe, short shilas, and Rav Moshe answers every one of them, and that's what the question that Rav Eider poses to Rav Moshe. How do we paskin in this machlokas where the Magen Avraham says that you're not allowed to peel an apple on Shabbos, and the Prima Gadim says that since it's an apple and we eat the peel of apples, you should be able to peel it. It's machlokas, right? Says Rav Moshe, you don't know how to read a Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim is not arguing on the Magen Avraham. The Prima Gadim is just saying, I don't understand the Magen Avraham. You hear the difference? Sometimes you say X, I say Y. Let me rephrase that. Sometimes you say yes, I say no. Sometimes you say yes, and I say, I don't understand why you're saying yes. I'm not saying no. I'm just saying, I don't understand why you're saying yes. That, says Rav Moshe, is what the Prima Gadim is saying. Look at what he says. Ha Prima Gadim rak maksha. The Prima Gadim is just asking a question. He's saying, Mr. Magen Avraham, why are you saying you can't peel an apple? After all, apples are edible. V'lo cholik ledina. Now, how did the Rav Moshe know that when the Prima Gadim asked the question, usually, when you ask a question, that's how you reject the previous opinion, right? So how did the Prima Gadim know that? How did Rav Moshe know that when Prima Gadim asked the question, he was just asking it, but not to destroy, not to reject, just to ask, just to, you know. So I'll tell you, I've told this story recently, just a day or two ago. I don't remember who I told it on the 6:15 shir. But I remember hearing from Rav Schechter that the difference between Rav Moshe Feinstein and many other great Talmidei Chachamim of our generation is that many Talmidei Chachamim know all of Shulchan Aruch Baal Peh. Big Talmidei Chachamim, they know Shulchan Aruch Baal Peh. But what made Rav Moshe Feinstein in a league of his own, Rav Schechter told us, is that he knew every Prima Gadim Baal Peh. Not just the Shulchan Aruch and the commentators on the Shulchan Aruch did he know Baal Peh. He knew the Prima Gadim, which is the commentary on the commentaries of the Shulchan Aruch. He knew all of the Prima Gadim's Baal Peh. That's why he was Rav Moshe Feinstein. So after hearing that story about Rav Moshe, and now Rav Moshe is telling me how he understands the fine tunes of what the Prima Gadim meant when he asked his question, did he mean it as a question but not a rejection? Given that he knew his Prima Gadim's Rav Moshe Feinstein, I'll buy how he understands the language of the Prima Gadim. And therefore, Moshe Feinstein says that the Prima Gadim is not rejecting. Again, the Magen Avraham originally said, Tapuchim are aser to peel. And the Prima Gadim asked, but why? Why should it be aser? We eat them. So Moshe is saying, it's still aser. Apples are still aser to peel. The Prima Gadim has a very nice question. Maybe there's an answer, and I'll give you the answer. He says, what's the answer? He says, I'll tell you what the answer could be. He says, I'll tell you the answer to why the Magen Avraham asers apples, even though they are edible. U'be'etzim lo kasha, tekeim de'enu rotze lechol ha'klipim ele mashlichim kipsoles leka maila b'mashru'in la'achil. This is the Chazan's Teretz. Rav Moshe says, since you're peeling it, it makes it into, the very fact that you're peeling it, it makes it into the psoles. So the Prima Gadim asked, why is this psoles? After all, it's edible. The peel's edible. Rav Moshe says, well, it's psoles because the fact that you're throwing it out, that makes it into psoles. That's when Magen Avraham says you can't peel it, because the very fact that you're throwing it out makes it psoles. Okay, so there's an answer. What are we coming out with? And we're just about to finish with the shir. Rav Moshe Feinstein's psak is going with the original position of the Magen Avraham, that even though apples are edible, the very fact that you are throwing out the peel, that makes the peel into a psoles, and you are not allowed to peel an apple unless it's right before a meal. And clearly you can't use a peeler, because that would be using, you know, doing borer with a tool. So you definitely can't peel an apple with a peeler. You can't even peel an apple earlier than the meal, even though it's edible. So let's just put everything together before we get to the final point of the shir. When the peel is not edible, like a shell of a nut, like the shell of an egg, like the shell, like the peel of a garlic, like the peel of an onion, it is definitely usher to peel it before you need to eat it. When you want to eat it right away, that's fine, but before, that's definitely usher. Now we enter entertain the possibility, what about an edible peel? And guess what? The Magen Avraham says it's the same rule. The same way when it comes to non-edible peels. You have to do it immediately before. You can't make it for Shalosh Shuras a few hours prior, and you're not allowed to use a peeler, just like it applied to eggshells and to nutshells and to carrot peels that are inedible, or normal people don't eat out carrot peels. The same rule applies, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, to apples. And therefore, Rabosai, if we stop here, Rav Moshe Feinstein is telling us that you're never allowed to peel anything earlier than you're going to serve it. You're never allowed to use a peeler for anything on Shabbos, nothing to speak of. But, of course, Rav Moshe was the Gadol Hador and the Posek Hador, but there were some before him who did make a distinction and understood the Prima Gadim differently, the way we originally did. The Egle Tal, which was written by the Sachet Shaver, the Avnei Nezer, I believe, on Hilchas Shabbos, look what he says. It's over here in this little box over here. Peros sherov ha'olon ochlen osam im kli pasan. Fruit that most humans eat them with their peel, like an apple. Ein bikli lufan mishum borer klal. To peel them is not considered borer at all. And therefore, look at the last two lines of this blue box on your screen. And therefore, mutu l'kol fun, You're permitted to peel them. Let's talk about apples and pears and peaches and tomatoes and grapes, all the things that you normally do eat the peels. You could peel afilu bikli miyuchedes lekiluf, even with a peeler, Rabosai. Va'afilu le'achol la'achazman, and even to eat later for shalashuddis. What's his logic? He understood the Prima Godim as arguing on the Magen Avram. You remember the Prima Godim says, I don't understand why you can't peel an apple. After all, everybody eats the apple, and therefore the apple peel. And therefore what? And therefore, the way we understood originally the Prima Godim, the apple peel and the apple all are one food. It's the same thing. You take a bite, you have a little apple, a little peel, it's one thing. There's no borer. It's apples and apples. It's not apples and oranges, no pun intended. It's the same thing. There's no borer. They're both food. And therefore, you don't have borer between apples and apples. You have borer between apples and oranges. But if both of them are edible, both of them you eat together, it's one min. There's no borer. And therefore, he says not only, he assumes the Prima Godim is on the Ramayana, and this is against Ramosha Feinstein. Ramosha Feinstein says, no, we really, apples are usher, but the Prima Godim was just asking a question, and maybe, no. The Eglital says that there's no borer here whatsoever. An apple with its peel is one min, and therefore you can prepare for shalashuddis when it comes to apples. You could peel apples for your grandchildren are coming later to play in, you know, to visit you for shalashuddis, and they like their apples peeled. You could peel it the night before, right after lunch, and you'll have it for 6 hours later for shalashuddis. That's mutar l'chatchila. Cucumbers, by the way, the Poskim assume that most people peel their cucumbers. I don't think the Poskim have to assume it. Can we take a poll right now? Can I ask you a question? If you usually eat your cucumbers peeled, could you just give me a thumbs up? If you normally peel your cucumbers when you eat it. Okay, if you normally eat cucumbers with the peel on, give me the thumbs up. Okay, so it's mamish half and half. Wow, okay. The poskim seem to assume that carrots and cucumbers most people peel. So how are we going to paskin, Rabosai? How are we going to paskin? We have a gigantic raging machlokas. Ramosha Feinstein says you're not allowed to peel apples and pears and plums. The Eglital says you are allowed to peel pears and apples and pears and plums. Ramosha says you're not allowed to use a peeler because it's borer for pears and apples and plums. And the Eglital says you can use a peeler for pears and apples and plums. So how do we paskin? I just want to point out, before we get to how to paskin about pears and apples and plums, it is clear that for the peels that are not edible, like a carrot peel and maybe a cucumber peel if most people don't eat it, there you're definitely not allowed to peel it early and you're definitely not allowed to use a peeler there. The question of using a peeler is only for cases where it is an edible. It is something that most people eat. So how do we paskin? Interestingly enough, and this is quite unusual, if you open up a Shmir Shabbos Kilchus, as I indicated on your screen, he actually brings both opinions. He has one paragraph that says it's usher to peel, and he says, no, those who say it's mutter to peel, and he just leaves it like that. So I think the way we could come out is the following. The halacha is that anything that most people do not peel, I'm sorry, do not consume, it's definitely usher to peel it early. You could peel it right before the meal, but only with a knife, not with a peeler. There's no question about that. However, when it comes to foods that you can eat, that it is normal to eat the peel, like an apple and a pear and a peach, then even if you want to peel it, you could peel whenever you, then there's a machlokas. Could you peel it whenever you want, and could you use a peeler? Then there's a machlokas. But when it comes to a carrot, it's definitely usher to peel a carrot with a peeler, without a question. That's usher. An apple is going to be a machlokas. Could you use a peeler? Could you not use a peeler? And two opinions. So if somebody does it, they have on whom to rely. Somebody doesn't want to do it, then they could be machmir for Moshe Feinstein. Two opinions. I'm not going to paskin a machlokas between the Eglital who permits and Moshe Feinstein who prohibits. I'm nowhere in the realm of those who could paskin that, you know, who could decide that suffix that they presented to us. So that's the end of the shiur. If you want to hear a cute point about oranges, you're welcome to stay on for another 1 minute. But it won't be much more than that. So here, this is from a beautiful Sefer. Well, let me just see some questions. Let me just relate to the questions. Okay, so somebody asked a great question. It's a private question, so no one else sees it. Could you use harama? Harama is trickery. To peel eggs for egg salad later in the day, you're going to say, let's say you want to have shalashuris, egg salad for shalashuris. You have 15 eggs in front of you. You'll say, okay, you know what? I'm about finished with lunch. You know, I just finished eating lunch. I want to take a nap for a few hours, go to Mincha, go to the Rabbi Orleans Pirkei Avos shir at 6:25 this Shabbos. And then when I come home, one child shows to be ready already on the spot. I don't want to have to get it ready then. So could I peel my 15 eggs now after lunch? And I'll eat one of them now. And the other 14 will just happen to be left over for later. I'm not peeling. I'm peeling for now because I'm going to eat one of them. I don't know. After I peel all 15, I'll decide which one I could peel. I think that would probably be a problem. I don't think that would be permitted. I don't think you're allowed to do that haram and play that game of saying I'll peel all of them, and then if you want one now, so peel one. If you want 15 now, then peel 15. But if you're not going to want, if 14 of them you're only going to want later, you have to peel those before the meal, I believe. I think that's the halakha. I don't think you could do harama. Okay, Mrs. Schloss from Deerfield Beach tells us that Persian cucumbers we eat straight. Thank you. That I hear what you're saying. Sometimes some kind of cucumbers you do eat straight with a peel. That's true. I hear that. Chaim points out carrots don't have peels. What do you mean carrots don't have peels? Of course, I've been peeling carrots since I was a little boy. Chaim, you have to explain yourself. I don't understand what you mean. I don't know. My mother taught me to peel carrots when I was 5 years old, and I've been peeling carrots since. I don't know what to tell you. Okay, I'm not coming to your house, Chaim. I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. You're saying in the same way bread has a crust, a carrot has a peel. I hear. I hear what you're saying. Nevertheless, the poskim would assume that that's still considered a peel. Okay, so those are the comments. Let's just finish off with this one point about oranges. How do you peel an orange? Let's put everything we thought about together. So first of all, peeling an orange, is the peel edible? No, you can't eat an orange peel. So therefore, you should have all the limitations of peeling an orange. For example, you can only peel an orange right before you eat it. You can't peel an orange earlier in the day. Now, could you access the inside of the orange, or do you have to take off the outside? Of course, you can only access the inside by removing the outside, so it's going to be mutter. As long as you're doing it right now, for the meal, right before the meal. And somebody asked earlier, what is the definition of right before the meal of right now? The answer that Moshe Feinstein says is, as long as it takes you to prepare that meal. So let's say it's just you and your husband, or you and your wife, eating shalashuris. It takes about 5 minutes to prepare shalashuris for you and your husband, for you and your wife, for shalashuris. So then you have, if you have 5 minutes before the meal, that's the time that's allotted that you're allowed to peel. Let's say you're a little bit more gourmet, you like to, you're foodies, and you like your salads just right, and you like to prepare a whole, you take 25 minutes to prepare shalashuris for the two of you. So for you, you'll have 25 minutes to peel your fruits. Let's say you're a caterer, and you're catering a lunch for 250 people, a Shabbos lunch for a bar mitzvah, and it's 4 hours to set up for that meal. Well, they would have 4 hours. Anytime in those 4 hours, they would be permitted to peel the eggs and to peel the onions and to peel whatever else they wanted to peel. And to peel the carrots, again, not with a peeler, but with a knife. They'd have 4 hours to do it because that's the amount of time that they need to prepare for their meal. Okay, so let's come back and see three parameters for peeling oranges. And you'll just love the specificity of this beautiful Sefer, Orchas Shabbos. Look what he writes. You know that after you peel the orange, you're allowed to peel an orange as long as it's right before the meal. There's the white, right? The white that's often left on the orange. Are you allowed to pull that off or not? So look what he says. Im la'achar kilif tapuz, nishara klipa levana al gabei hapri, yesh lavchin. There are three stages of the white that's left on your orange. Number one, if the white is surrounding the whole outside and you can't access the fruit inside unless you remove the outer peel, well, then you're, of course, allowed to peel it right before the meal. But look at this, please. look at Bayes. Let's say there's just a little bit of white on your orange. Again, you peel the outside peel. There's just a little bit of white that most people would probably eat. That's considered part of, he says, that's considered part of the fruit. And since most people would eat it, it's like the apple peel. And you could just, that's no borer. And the little strings, you could just eat them, or you could pull them off, whatever you want. And then he says, look at this, this is just cute. I would never have thought about, you know, needing to write it in a sefer. What about that white strip in the middle? You cut your orange, and they have that white strip straight down the middle, that thicker white strip, not on the outside of that white strip straight down the middle. He said that should be considered like a pit. Maybe it's muktzah, you know, once you disassociate it from the rest of the orange, it's not really edible, it should be like a pit. Just a cute little thing about oranges I wanted to share with you. But other than that, we figured out the halachas of peeling, and we said anything, again, just to review for the seventh time, anything where the pit is not typically eaten, the shell of the peel is not typically eaten, you could only peel it right before the meal, during or right before the meal, and you cannot use a peeler. Whenever you have an edible peel, that most people do eat that peel, then it is a machlokas, whether you could peel it immediately or not, or you have to peel it immediately or you could peel it earlier, and it is equally a machlokas if you're permitted to use a peeler or not. And both are valid opinions, and you're welcome to, be machmir for a Moshe who says you cannot use a peeler for an apple, you cannot peel an apple earlier in the day, or you could be maker like the Eglei Tal who says you can. Okay, thanks for joining. Any questions? Oh, you're asking a good question. Let's say you have a carrot. And the carrot, we said the carrot, the skin of the carrot is different than the inside of the carrot. Let's assume that for now, Chaim. So you're not allowed to use a peeler on a carrot. You're asking, what happens when I peel my carrot? I'm going to dig in and I'm going to peel out both the good part of the carrot and the outside of the peel. Would that permit me to use a kli? I'm not sure, because you are using a specified tool. I don't know the answer. It might be usher. It's a good question. When it comes to what? When it comes to a carrot or an apple?